people always get mad when you say the anniversary of 9/11. Like, it, an anniversary is a wedding anniversary, a birthday, you've been at your job, it's a celebration. I don't know if there's a better way to, you know, a day of remembrance to say anniversary of when the towers came down and the beginning of a 20-year war and we lost so many people. But tomorrow's the 20th. Friends of the Army Aviation up at the Ames or Boone airports, they're a nonprofit organization. They're going to be giving rides in a Bell UH-1 Iroquois, nicknamed the Huey. It's a utility military helicopter. Rides are going to be offered from the Ames airport from 8:30 to 5:30 all weekend. Rides on Saturday, September 11th, will be offered during the same time at the Boone airport. Tickets are $80. You can buy them online if that's something you're interested in doing. Grays Lake in downtown Des Moines, an annual tradition, the Des Moines Parks and Rec Department are going to place 2,977 American flags, one for every life lost at Grays Lake. Volunteers are placing those today. They're going to be remaining in place, so you can go see it all weekend till Monday. Over at the Des Moines Community Playhouse, they're hosting a production of With Their Eyes. This is interesting, and it's so weird because we don't have any high school students now that were alive during 9/11, but this is a compilation of monologues written by high school students who witnessed 9/11 and its immediate aftermath. There's going to be a couple of live showings, one tomorrow at 8:45 in the morning. That's the time the first plane crashed into the World Trade Center. And the other at 2 p.m., there's going to be a virtual showing if you can't go or don't feel comfortable going, which I think is neat. DMPlayhouse.com. Tickets are donation-based. If you want to go to a bell-ringing ceremony commemorating the first responders from 9/11 and their victims at the Iowa Capitol, it's going to happen tomorrow around 8:45, and they're going to be paying special tribute to Iowa City firefighter Glenn Pauly, who went to New York to aid in the rescue and recovery efforts 20 years ago. Some of the clothes and articles of clothing that he wore during that time are going to be on display. iowaculture.gov for that. And I applaud anybody who's going to do this. There is a 21-mile walk.
Wow!
A 21-mile walk sounds like a lot. It's going to start at Centennial Park in Waukee, and then the march to the Capitol. It's 21 miles in memory of those who lost their lives on 9/11. They're going to stop at 7 different fire stations along the way. And also at Glendale Cemetery on University Avenue in Des Moines, where everybody knows where that is. It was started by a guy named Bob Lyons, who moved to Des Moines from St. Louis. He kind of created the same thing down in the Lou, marched to the Arch, and then he came here. He said, "We always said when 9/11 happened, we'd never forget, but as time goes on, other things happen in life. It's important that we never forget." Like, I read this before the show today, and I thought I kind of got teary-eyed thinking about that, stopping at every fire station, stopping at the cemetery, and then marching to the Capitol. I just think that is 21 miles is a long way. You can join whenever you want. You can join 10 miles in, 5 miles in, whatever. It's free. They want you to register, but that to me is really, really cool. I'll put all this up online. It's up, the register had it, and I'll put it up the Laser Facebook
page. Well, that is one of those experiences, Wicket, where you could make a friend for life. You could connect with someone in such a profound way over this shared grief or shared celebration of our heroes in 21 miles of walking. That's an experience that you could build on for your future with a friendship, with a common ground that you're not going to find anywhere else. So I'm really feeling like people are going to connect at this event in a special way that you really can't find anywhere else.
There's also a spaghetti dinner at the VFW on Urbandale Avenue in Des Moines and a red, white, and Q barbecue going on at the VFW Post 9662 in Des Moines. That one's got breakfast, lunch, and then a barbecue competition. I mean, that's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
So I will put all of these up from the Des Moines Register over on the Laser Facebook page and on Twitter at Laser1033. Meanwhile, I know that there is something cool happening tomorrow. Your boyfriend Marcus with Sunday's photography, the photograph that you guys took, and he's been perfecting to go up on auction tomorrow to remember our heroes.
Yes, 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 yes. Also in the Des Moines Register today.
He's famous now. That's what it is. He's famous.
Well, I'm very proud of him because we share this. We share this love of our heroes, and that's something that really brings us together. But last Sunday night, 5th and Locust shut down so he could do his Hollow Man photo. Irreverent Warriors was down there. If you're not familiar with the Irreverent Warriors, their mission is to battle mental health of our heroes that are back here through comedy and camaraderie. Puppy Jake was there. They train the service dogs for our hero veterans. So that was exciting. I met Athena, one of the service dog of our Hellraisers. So it was a really cool event, step one of the event. Now that the photograph has been taken, it will be auctioned off. That auction begins tomorrow on 9/11. When that site goes live, I will post it at laser1033.com as a blog wicket. I know you love when I blog.
I mean, you only blog when it's convenient. When's this going to actually go? So what's the plan? I want to know the plan for the blog and then when it will actually go up. Those are two different things.
Well, I only blog when it has to do with veterans, apparently.
I've noticed that. There's nothing wrong with that. But like, I'm over here like, did you guys... I blog about Ed Sheeran being a death metal fan. And you're like, yeah, but patriotism. And I'm like, all right, fine, whatever.
The auction goes live tomorrow. So at some point tomorrow, between tomorrow and Monday, Wicket, I'll get it up in case you are interested in supporting via a bid or sharing it, because it's a beautiful image and I'm very proud of everything that has happened thus far. It is step one of I'm proud of him. It's really cool. So
You guys are totes adorbs.
Thanks, Wicket. Remembering our heroes that we lost on 9/11, a little early today.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Wicket and I are not going to be live on 9/11. And honestly, Wicket, we should celebrate our heroes, remember those we lost every day. This is not just a once-a-year thing.
I think, you know, everybody has their memory of where they were. And I was 20 years old. And it doesn't – this is going to come across really, really poorly when I say this. I wish I was older to understand what really the attack meant. You know what I mean? Like, I was 20. I was a D-bag. I was partying, and I worked at noon at a radio station in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I really, you know, I woke up, and I'm like, huh, what does that mean? And it changed everything for me personally when it happened in the sports talk radio station I was at. We flipped format to go to all news talk for like 4 days. Every sporting event was canceled after it happened. But I don't think it resonated with me back in 2001 the way it would here in 2020. Being a 40-year-old, it's just different. But I think about how much stuff has changed and, you know, just the following days and weeks and months after the attack, the 20-year war that we just finally got out of, everything that has happened. And, you know, the tagline is never forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really important that you never forget. And I think that it's important that we treat that attack as, and what came out of it, I think, as important in history books with the Civil War and the Revolutionary War and World War I and II. And I understand that, you know, people have very different political feelings about our involvement in Afghanistan and the Middle East as opposed to, you know, fighting Hitler. But it's still the most important thing that's happened in my lifetime. I was born in 1981, and it's the most important event of my life. And I don't have any problem whatsoever talking about emotionally and, you know, the way that you felt when the towers came down and the attack happened.
Well, I think it's significant that you bring up the range of reaction that you had, because when it happened, it didn't impact you the way it is impacting you today. And that is a great lesson for all of us, because if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, 9/11, I'm going to go on with my life because that's the way the terrorists don't win. I'm not going to engage in the eyes welling up with tears. I'm going to turn away from some of the remembrance ceremonies because I want to acknowledge that they didn't win and go on with my life. That is a fine reaction. However, there are people out there today and tomorrow and this weekend feeling all of the memories, all of the emotions, and we need to watch out for our friends. We need to pay attention to things that are going on with people, because Wicket, now you have more of an understanding about how important mental health is.
Oh, gosh. And, you know, you bring that up. Today's World Suicide Prevention Day, and we talk about military and people coming back and fighting overseas and it changing them and the mental health of our veterans. I mean, it's put a lot more in perspective, you know, from taking your shoes off when you get onto a plane to, you know, soldiers coming back and not being the same person that they were. That day changed a million different things, just from a political level to a safety level to everything. And, you know, tomorrow's the 20th anniversary of it. It's important to remember.
And there's a piece, Michael Bolton did a tribute song with George Clooney and Tom Hanks, reading some of the names. And we played this earlier this morning. I got on the edge of tears. They did not escape my eyes. But this is one of those pieces that really reaches down into my heart and starts pulling the emotions out directly through my eyelids. So I'm going to try to keep it together, because one of us has to, Wicket. You're the crier. One of us has to keep it together. And you're at home in your breakfast nook right now. I'm at 1416 Locust, manning the ship. But there are some emotional points to this. Full disclosure, we did not make this. It was very Michael Bolton heavy. Too much Michael Bolton for me to personally handle. So I have edited out some of the Michael Bolton. If you hear it elsewhere, you will hear more Michael Bolton. But I think this is just the correct amount of Michael Bolton.
Officer John Perry of the 40th Precinct in the Bronx went to police headquarters the morning of September 11th to file his retirement papers. When he heard the explosion at the World Trade Center, he raced to the site. John Perry never returned. I don't think anyone would have blamed him if he had decided to stay behind that day, but he was a New York City policeman. He knew what he had to do, and he did it one last time.
I have often dreamed of a far off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me.
Walking back to the firehouse,
where the crowds were cheering,
people were cheering us. But we sure didn't feel like heroes.
Right then and there, I knew it.
In a voice,
this was going to be the worst day of my life as a firefighter.
This is where I'm meant to be.
We're going to try and do something. That was the message sent by some very American heroes with names like Sandra Bradshaw, Jeremy Glick, Mark Bingham, Todd Beamer, and Thomas Bennett. They found themselves aboard the hijacked Flight 93 that went down in Somerset County, Pennsylvania on September 11th, 2001. They witnessed the brutality on board and somehow summoned the strength to warn us and take action. United they stood and likely saved our world from an even darker day of perhaps even more unthinkable horror.
How we're here, only God knows. But again, guys, thank you so much. You have no idea.
I will search a world. I will face its horrors.
My father was lost in the September 11th accidents. He was a firefighter, and I love him.
Till I find my hero's welcome waiting in.
Your father is a hero and a patriot.
Getting me again, Wicket. It is getting me again.
That was the right amount
again.
Of Michael Bolton. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to go overboard with the Michael Bolton, but
tribute from George Clooney and Tom Hanks and Michael Bolton. I think the thing, Wicket, that gets me with that is we have our heroes that have decided to dedicate their lives to being heroes. The people in the uniforms, our firefighters, our police officers, our hospital workers, our emergency response teams. And then the two parts that get me in that tribute audio are the people on the plane that took it down in Pennsylvania. Those people that said, I'm going to be a hero today. I didn't sign up for this for my life, but I'm going to do it today. And that is such a testament to the American spirit and stepping up and doing the right thing. And that's one of the things that really gets me. And then the kid that lost his dad.
It was awesome. I mean, I can't add on. It's crazy to hear about those stories. And what's amazing about them is there are more and more of those. I mean, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of stories about firefighters running in. I mean, we're radio people. You know, what we do is fun. We tell fart and poop jokes. We do concert announcements. We're giving away tickets. But when you have firefighters, you know, like the first thing you mentioned was George Clooney, or the first thing George Clooney mentioned in that was a guy going to turn in his retirement papers and said, whoop, not doing this. That takes the most amazing commitment to be a firefighter, to be a police officer, to be a first responder, to do all of those things. I couldn't do that. I'm not built that way. I'm not wired that way. And I don't know what that says about me. But that is why, listening to that, hearing, you know, Clooney and Tom Hanks, and then hearing America's mayor at the time, everyone loved Rudy Giuliani. I know half the country doesn't, and half the country does now, and everything's changed. But at the time, I think we all looked to Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York City. I think we looked to him for leadership. I think we looked to President Bush for leadership. I think that we looked for those pictures and those videos of our heroes running into buildings that had collapsed to try to find anybody still alive. You know, you hear stories of firefighters working 24 hours, taking a 1 hour nap in the truck or in the ambulance or whatever, and then getting back out there. And I get chills thinking about it 20 years later. And I just, it's amazing. And those stories do make you well up. They definitely do.
And whatever your reaction to tomorrow is going to be, is okay. A lot of people take in the side of, you know, the terrorists win if we stop our normal activities. So tomorrow is all about sports for a lot of people, and that is fine.
Yeah.
If tomorrow is going to be an emotional day for you, if you want to go out and do something, if you want to get out, the Des Moines Register has a beautiful list all compiled. Wicket is going to put it at Laser 103. It is currently up because you are a ninja, Wicket.
It's up on the Laser Facebook page right now. If you click on it, it's the first thing that we just posted.
So you can go there and potentially have a very profound experience with someone who is in emotionally the same place as you. Maybe make a friendship 20 years after this thing that we will never forget. But today, a lot of today is about our heroes. And it's another reminder that every day is a great day to thank a hero.